the question was asked, when we compare Moshe and Shaul, Shaul, we see got some form of a depression or personal difficulty, as opposed to Moshe, that even when he was distant from Hashem, he wasn't there. I don't think we can compare. Moshe Rabbeinu was a prophet till the day he died, as it says in Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer, or more famously in the Mor Nevuchim. Moshe is unique in that he retained prophecy till the day he died. What Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Moed Katan is Lo Nityachedi Mo Hadibur, that Kol Arba'im Shana Ayu Yisrael Kinzufim Lamakom. For 40 years we walked the desert and we behaved as though Hashem was upset at us. Hashem was. And we reflected that in our behavior. There's a difference between talking to your Rebbe when you know he loves you and you love him and everything's great and the relationship flows, or he's giving you over the head and you know he's ticked at you and right now you're a little bit like apprehensive in your relationship. So Chazal say that's how Am Yisrael was to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he had prophecy, he did not have the prophecy that's called Nityachedi Mo Adibu, that God, so to speak, appeared to him in seclusion and said, just me and you, let's talk now. There's that intimacy, that level of prophecy, which he did not have during those 40 years. But he still had prophecy. In contradistinction, Shaul HaMelech was told a sentence which I don't know how a person doesn't commit suicide after hearing such a sentence. The prophet tells Shaul, God has turned from loving you to being your enemy. How do you live in a world where the prophet told you God is your enemy? I don't know. I don't know. I admire Shaul. How can you live in a world? Can you imagine being told that Hashem, who created you, who runs the world, hates you? How do you live in that world? I don't understand. He's the master of the world. Such piety, to my mind, it's one of the greatest acts of piety. Shaul's ability to continue to wake up every morning, lead the Jewish people, lead them to war, daven, do mitzvot. Shaul says, I have to do what Hashem wants. I'm going to do my best. I don't know. I don't have a question why Shaul sank into depression.
Well, then what was with the change that the prophet said he was going to die, and Chazal say that he died not because the prophet told him, because he didn't pray, and he was different?
Who are you talking about?
Shaul.
I don't know what you're referring to.
But when Shaul rose up, Shmuel or whatever, and Shmuel said, you're going to die tomorrow, that Shaul did not pray, and that was his mistake.
So I don't know where it says that. I'm listening, but I don't know. I hear. I hear the...
Have you heard that?
No, that's news to me. It's a good point, but I don't know.